to do more research or to put more stuff together, but I know that I can use stuff from what I was looking up in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything, use that as a part of my research for my paper.
Okay, others keep reporting. I want to, every week, you're a researcher, every week you're adding at least every 2 days, you know, that is before you come to class. You are East Coast, you should be in Sankofa Social Studies. Thank you, sir. Every week you are adding to your research. You're adding sources, you're adding ideas, you're adding something you learn. You don't know whether they will finally end up in your paper or not. You research from conversations to people. I want you to use all the creativity that you can, Akilah and Amira, and any of us who are challenged with computer difficulties, that's including you, Niall, and any of us, to still figure out how to find out information. If you have access to a phone, see if you can find somebody from the embassy. See if you know somebody or somebody who knows somebody from that country. Don't let day pass without your adding to your knowledge about the country. It will lead you to something else, something about the history or something about the government, of it. How decisions are made. What's the name of the local magistrate? If you know somebody from Tanzania, how the schools set up? That's a part of government. What's the structure? Do they have first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and then junior high school like we have it here? Do they have compulsory education? Keep researching, okay? This is a research course, all right? I will give you guidance, and there are things that you have to know as a core. At the same time, there are research you have to do. Now, that's for your African country. Certainly, you have access to a television, turn to C-SPAN, okay? Find something. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I do not want you to figure out, I couldn't get to this, so I couldn't find anything, okay? If your research, these are only the things that are open to you, then that's the direction you got to go in, okay? But you still can get some information. So I'm very sad that you don't have any more information than you had last week. That does not show progress, okay? And I want you to be just as creative as if you're writing a poem. If one way is blocked, find another way. Okay? And I understand that there are challenges. And so I'm not insensitive to that. I also want you to figure out, I know you can do it, how to every day, at least every other day, how to add to your research, because what you will get from me is I'm going to be looking at the information that you're getting, and where you're getting it from, and your effort and your results show up on your page in terms of where your notes are. Okay, so that's what we have there. Who else? Give me information, please. What are you discovering about the U.S. government? What are you discovering that should be, should be or will be in your notes about the African country or the African diasporan country that you're choosing?
I've discovered what the government is based off of right now. It's based off of their constitution, their Eritrea record, and I looked that up. It's the Eritrea Peace Record. I'm gonna do a lot more research on that. That's what I'm doing. And I want to compare the constitution of Rwanda to the constitution of the U.S. and everything like that. So I'm working on that now. And then it's also based off the political declaration by the party. So I'm going to look up that. This is the Rwandan constitution. I want to compare that to the U.S. constitution and then to the African constitution that we looked up in class.
Great. Great. Excellent. And then later on, you want to double back and do form versus function. Okay? Form versus function. Yes, Mama Four. So glad you're here. I assume you're welcome to... Okay. All right. Thank you, Amira. Who's next? Let's run it down the list. Akanke. And Mira, please put the page link in so that I can see where that information is. If you've not done it now, just say I haven't created that page yet. But you, if you have that information that you just provided, please put that on your, give me the page link for it. Yes, Mama Ford, this is Sankofa Comparative Government History. You're welcome to stay here with us, or do you have a question? Okay, she'll work that out. So let's go down the list. Akanke, you're next, please. Report.
I currently haven't made my page yet, but I found some stuff on Ghana's history and like going back to where, like, because the country, they actually named themselves after an actual empire called Ghana a long time ago. And so they named their country after them because it means the kings, and they saw how powerful that empire was. So they named their country after them. And so I was researching some stuff about the ancient Ghana Empire and seeing how some of the things are similar to what Ghana did in its own history and how it compares to what the empire did. And I've been looking up some stuff about the Constitution of Ghana, and I saw some stuff, and I was looking at how it's similar to the African Constitution we were reading in the Black in the Chancellor Williams book, and I just saw how it was very similar, and how they said that their government was a constitutional democracy, and saying that that is the power, the sovereign power of the people written on the Constitution. And I just thought that that was, like, you know, something very different, that you didn't really see that the power of the people is very respected.
You actually will see it written many, 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 many times. You'll see it written in the American Constitution as well. So you will see it written. This is why you want to compare form, and that's good. You have to get the forms down, and you'll also compare function. The American government is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So says the Constitution. And that very same, you know, document also says that African people were not people. We were three-fifths of a human being. Okay. So I want you to, you will in fact see it written. And it's okay. That's a good thing to compare. And at the same time, you might find in some societies that, you know, here is how that is lived out, and you may like or prefer or think one is functions in better than the other, or in terms of living that out, or that both don't do it very well. However, whatever you come with, but you know, again, very good. Now you need to create a page so that work is there, because it is from the work that you're finding, and I applaud the work that you're finding, what you talked about here. Also, I did get your PowerPoint presentation on Ghana, and it's an excellent start, okay? And because every week you ought to share that, you should be ready by Friday, and by Friday, whatever day during the week you have arranged with your partner to teach him or her your information, that has to have been done by Friday so that they have the weekend to take your exam. So you have to have taught and created an exam based on information that you found. That needs to be on your page so that I know how to get there and see. And how will I know that they've passed it to 80%? Well, you will have indicated that they did, or whatever percentage they made, until they have to keep taking it until they get at least 80%. I hope you actually see that's a minimum. The goal is for you to make 100, particularly given that you can take it more than one time. And the way I will know that is I will be able to take any of the questions at any point from your quiz and ask them and create a quiz for your partner and one from them to you, and knowing that you will be able to pass it. I have to have your information on a research page. When you say you found some stuff, I have no idea what stuff is. I have no idea how to evaluate or give you feedback on the sites that you're getting information from, on the veracity. Type that word there. If you don't know that word, look it up. The veracity of the information, the credibility of the site. So I have to know your sources, okay? I have to know your sources. Veracity. Check it out. Look it up. Some of you have WordWeb and you're on your computer. If not, it's a good idea. It can have you quickly look up a word without going out to your browser. Anyway, so Akanke, will you make up a page now while we're doing the rest of this report and put your information there, okay? Great, give me another definition, Ife. Veracity. I still need help with that. With what, Akanke? With how to create a page. I see. Okay, then we will get to that. So right now, what I want you to do is put that in a Word document. Do you have already the sources of the information? Do you have the information that you just told me written down in a Word document, and you have sources for it? Okay, great. Then I'll show you a little bit later how to put that on the page. Okay. All right. First, you might put it in a document because I want to show you how you do presentations so that it makes it memorable. Put it in a document. You go from a document to a PowerPoint. Okay. A PowerPoint is not the place to just store information. PowerPoint is a place for you to make it come alive. And most people do PowerPoint horribly. Here, you learn how to do it well. All right, Akanke, excellent. And Akila, would you please report? Okay, right, you did. Thank you. Okay, I got Akila, I got Amira. Ife.
Okay, so I was a tad bit unaware about the homework because my text chat, what I thought was a complete text chat was an incomplete text chat, and I couldn't hear it in class. I got logged out. By the time I logged back in, class was over. Anyway, so I didn't catch the homework, but I had thought that I did. So I did a little research on my country, though, just because I was doing it. And so I don't have as much as I would have, but some things I found out about the country. They have a constitution. I was looking over it. A lot of it from, I haven't read the whole thing or like in depth, but a lot of it in the beginning is talking about how they'll make like the transition between like the way they were functioning then and like the constitution that they're putting in place now and how the courts will operate and the, you know, places of government will operate until they get like what this new form of government, what is implemented in the constitution until they get it actually implemented. So that was kind of cool to see, you know, the transition and how they have it mapped out in the constitution. Okay, and and also that they took like upon their what do you call it? Independence from Portugal, they basically their government and what they were trying to do was based on them trying to undo basically like Portuguese colonialism. And from what I've read so far, some of the first presidents took like a Marxist approach, and there's like a Marxist party where they came out of, and it's like a Marxist People's Angolan, something like that. I have to get clear on that. But it's from like a Marxist perspective, and then they moved, I think this was in the 70s after their independence, to a one party socialist government, and from my understanding it's been that way ever since.
So, like I said, I have to do some more research, but I'll be putting that on my page and getting clear about that stuff. So that's what I've learned so far. This is Angola.
Great. Please do put it on your page. And glad that you are started and working. And I do, again, need to see it on your page with your sources and, of course, your quizzes. Okay. And who is your partner, Ife? Okay. If you fail to do that, then Izachar will fail the class. That is, you have partners and you are tied at the hip. Okay. I want you to know this, Niall and Safia, because you also are partners. Okay. And now you're going to have to work extra hard to overcome some challenges, brother, so that you can be on point. You do not want to be responsible for Safia failing the class. Safia definitely doesn't want to be responsible for you failing the class. Izachar doesn't want to be responsible for Ife failing the class. But if Ife, you do not do your work, if you don't know what's homework, if you don't complete your work, if you don't create the notes and the quizzes, and then, in fact, there is no way that Izachar can take the quizzes and know those to 80%. So your doing your work is not only tied to you, but it's tied to your partner. So I encourage y'all to make sure if anybody misses class, if they're your partner, that they clearly know what they're supposed to do. And if they're doing something that, you know, they misunderstood something, that you help them get some clarity either from what you understand or by getting in touch with me. Okay? Now, in Africa, there was how many of you know about the age grade system? And I'm not going to digress on this very much. I'm going to hear from Izachar and Nasha and Niall and Safi as well. But how many of you know about the age grade systems in Africa? They were continent wide. Akanke, what do you know? And Safia, what do you know? Okay. You're in age sets, and while some teach, there is some information about it in the African Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we want to know about it. How the part that we're going to take here has to do with your partner. In age grade sets, and you know, there was responsibility. If you were part of a group, your whole group had to succeed. And you if you had individual success, yet your group was jacked up, then you really couldn't win at all. You only could really get to the top by having your group get to the top. Okay, and so you're partners in that sense. You got to do whatever you have to do to help your partner be successful. And the first way you do that is by doing your work, is by leading. But you can't lead in a sense of I'm doing mine, you get yours, forget you. Okay, you first have to do your own, and you model by example. And then secondly, you figure out how to communicate, and that goes both ways. I want each one of you, you're responsible for the success of the other in this particular class. Okay. All right. That being said, Ife, you and Izachar, you want to make sure that Ife knows what all the homework is, and you want to ask for the stuff that you need so that you can get 80%. And Ife, you want to ask for the stuff that you need. All right. Let's go on down the list. Izachar, please report.
Okay. What I have here is I have Mary Jane.
So your mic is open, but I don't hear your voice at all. Yes, Mama Ubuntu. Good morning.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Keep talking, sir. Don't worry about your video. Just keep. Is that Indio? Indio? Is that pronunciation correct? Medase Efe.
Okay. With the wiki page right now, I was trying to put it up yesterday and today, but I can't access it right now. I don't know what's going on. It just keeps saying it won't go to that website. It won't go to the IA website at all. It goes to other websites, but not IA for some reason. I'll try to get that straightened out. But so far with my African country, Madagascar, its government history, I was trying to find more history, but it's kind of hard to find it because there's such a quiet nation. This is a quiet country. But I have a few things here. The system of government is unitary. They have multi-party Republicans. There's a unitary multi-party Republican. But I have to do some more research on that, because I thought unitary meant one party, and multi-party is obviously mean too. But it says the Republic, Madagascar is a self-governing Republican community. A republic is a state or country that is not led by hereditary monarchy, where the people of the state or country, or at least a part of the people, have an impact on its government, and that's usually indicated as a republic. And a lot of comparison from that, the people are able to lead in Madagascar, but and have decision making. But in U.S. Constitution, they don't have that very much, besides for elections. Madagascar is a multi-party, a system of government that has competing political parties, often using proportional representation. A multi-party system is essential for representative democracies because it prevents the leadership of a single party from setting policies without challenge. So basically, like the elder councils that they had in other places in Africa also. And here we have two parties, but the leader is the president, so one man, and it's not like that at all. And I guess there's a unitary unit. Oh, wait, hold on, I think this is a piece. They have one considered legislative area. The whole country is considered one legislative area. Unlike the U.S., which is federal, a unitary government that has a single tier for its responsible, and is responsible for all local government functions within its area, which means a lot of different governments for a lot of different areas. And you'll see that on my wiki page, as soon as I can get my browser to connect to Aya, because that's not working right now. But that's all I have for right now.
Okay. If you don't have it, in fact, it may be a good idea for you to put it on Word and copy it to your wiki page, okay? But if you don't have it written there, then you can have it written someplace else, and I can see it, okay? I can see sources. It's really important, okay? Yes, you can use a Word document or any number of word processors. Word is just one of them. Most people know it because it's a Microsoft product. There are a number of them. Some of them are lighter, but it doesn't matter if it works for you, and put it there. And the key is that you organize it and keep it, and also you translate it to the wiki site. But if that's not working, you could always email it to me. You sometimes upload it as a Word document to your wiki site. You also, if you have it in that form, you can translate it to your, transfer it to your partner. You will need to decide of the different things that you're getting, which ones are most important, that will go into your quiz. You understand what I'm saying? So that the person doesn't have to know everything. You're choosing what you think is important, and indicating that's for everyone, and that's where I'll know what's on your quiz, and know what the key points are for your notes. Okay, that's where it is. So if you're send me what you have, email it to me. Very good. All right, and email it to your partner as well. We'll look at what's happening with your computer a little bit later. Yes, Akila. Akila, I'm not hearing you.
I just wanted to be clear as far as when the tests were due, like our quizzes for the other students, when they were due.
Okay, would you, others in the class, would you tell Akila what your understanding is of when your quiz is due? When the quizzes are due, and when must you complete your quiz?
I actually was going to ask the same thing, and I also have a similar question. I assume that they were due by the end of the week, so that the person could do them during the weekend. I think that's what I heard, but I wasn't sure. Also, I wanted to know if I could get some clarification about all that's supposed to be in the quiz. Like, is there a certain, you know, level of information? Is it just like all that we research or that we learn during the week? Or can I get some clarity on that?
My understanding for the quiz is they were supposed to make it up. We're supposed to first research, get as much information we can in facts. Then we take the most important facts that we have, and we put it into a quiz, and as soon as we get enough information that we feel that is enough to put in the quiz, and then we're supposed to test our partners this weekend to see, and then get them, or teach them this weekend, make the quiz, and for them to take it. Thinking about next week or something or so, because this weekend I think we have to get our information together and teach our partners.
Yeah, that's pretty much my understanding as well. Was that we are supposed to put our notes into some sort of presentation for our partner and then present it to them, and then either this weekend they'd have to take the quiz. And then by Tuesday, we'd have to have taken each other's quizzes by Tuesday.
Okay, thank you so much. Isachar, between Isachar and Nasha, you nailed it. Isachar said research and then prioritize. That's what's important. You might be, once you prioritize, then you want to create a presentation, and you gotta present that to your partner. And you don't want just to dump your partner with all your notes. You can show them your notes, your notes page, yet it should reflect a prioritization. What you're thinking is important, what you're deciding is important. And then you create the presentation, you present it to your partner. You make a quiz. All of that, your quiz should be done by Friday. Your partner has the weekend to take the quiz and to take it again and again, so that by Tuesday, they've taken the quiz and they have learned the information, okay? The quiz, all quizzes should be done by Friday so that your partner can take the quiz and they have the weekend to do that, okay? But now, your presentation can be a video presentation, so you can go to Vidler and make it. It can be an audio presentation that you use using the telephone or a conference room. But you clearly have to. Well, it depends upon when you've done your research. You get with your partner out of class. You can get with them sometimes during the study hall periods. You can get with them in the evenings, mornings. You can make your audio presentations that you send to them, and they get it. You can do a PowerPoint presentation with audio recording or not. The key is you use whatever you have so that you can get to them and get that information to them. You will have distilled it, okay? And they will be learning from you, and you will be learning from them. You'll be learning about their country. They'll be learning about yours. You'll be learning something else about the U.S. They'll be learning something else about the U.S., okay? Because the quiz should be reflective of all of their research, including their things that they'll need to know that's important about our constitutions and our Bill of Rights as African people, or individual rights as we had them, group rights. So that, should show up. There are some things, for example, that we present here that I will create a quiz on, and but I hope you're clear about that. Are you clear?
Okay, I have a question. I forgot that we were doing U.S. history stuff too. So the quiz is about both our African country research and our U.S. Research, and is there any type of rhythm or pace for the U.S. history research? Will we all be doing that together, or is it as kind of a little free base like the African country research is?
Emphasis I want, most of the emphasis you can have more like two-thirds to a third U.S. history and African history, so that you're comparing different countries a little bit more, because both are going to be doing U.S. research. I still want it to be included, because part of what you're going to be deciding in your U.S. history and government research is going to be making some decisions about, after this exploratory period, of where you're going. That is, what parts of it there are some general parts that you're going to know, and then there are some more specific focus that you're going to have, okay? There have been books and books and books and books on it, so you're not going to know it all. You clearly, the areas that I want everybody to know generally for U.S. is Congress, courts, elections, military, presidents, constitutions, and Fed versus state. Relationships. Okay? Now, everybody will know, I expect you to be knowing that. That's why last we talked about the bicameral parliaments and whatever. Okay, so those are the areas I expect everybody to know something about. At the same time, you may decide to get focused more specifically on the military, the presidents, courts, and go more in detail on them. Okay, you may include some various focus on the various ethnic groups and how that's worked, okay, there. So that's the general piece, which is why to me, right now, it may change in the future, but right now, let's do one-third U.S., roughly, it doesn't have to be kind of exactly, but two-thirds your African country. And the stuff that you're finding that you want to prioritize for your U.S. are things that would like be, wow, that's really interesting. That's key. That's either new to me, or even if it's not new, I think it's really important to people understanding how the U.S. government works. Okay. Now, always, you're going to be comparing form versus function. Okay. So you'll find, you know, okay, here's the form, here's the function. This is what's said, this is what's done. Okay. Sometimes what's done is greater and better than what's said. Okay, and sometimes it's the other way around. All right. Now, for those of you who have already been doing this, all right. Now, you have a question, then I want to go to some of the specifics of the quiz. As for example, how many questions and that kind of thing. All right, Nasha, what's your question?
I have a question. This is for next week, right? Are we talking about, like, I'm sorry, not sure I cut you off. But this is for next week, right?
Yeah, and you're a hold up, okay? Because, like, I have, like, the question sign by my name, right? So, yeah, one second. Okay, so my question is there some research guidelines? Because remember last year we, like, ancient created research a specific thing, a specific, part of our country or something. So do we have like some guidelines like this week what we're researching in our country this week?
Yes, these first 2 weeks after last week when we said what your country is, if you remember, I said this is exploratory. When you're doing research, you know, on something, part of what you're looking for is kind of what's the lay of the land, what's pieces, because what you want to get to is you want to get to your quest or your question, which is of course comes from quest. All right. So after the exploratory, we'll narrow down the areas that you want to research and to report on, and in fact then compare on. Okay. So what I want to do is each point, as I look at your notes, as you look whatever, to say, this is the time to really, look at, wow, okay, you're really getting, you're finding your good sources. If Isaac Kachar says, okay, there's not a lot of whatever, then you might have to think about, are there embassies, are there other places, what are the places you want to, you know, find out information, organizing your pages and how you're going to put your information in. And so the guide for right now is, this is exploratory that will then move to prioritization and codification. You're exploring your country right now. You're also exploring U.S. government. U.S. government, for example, I just laid out several areas, you know, that you're also going to use as you look in the other countries as well. So, Congress, courts, elections, military, presidents, constitutions, relationships with the states. Okay, that's a general thing. But as you do that, you may find some other areas. Form versus function, I've mentioned many times. And this is both comparison and contrast, similarities and differences. So that's as we go forward, then what I'm will be guiding us is to the different areas of the research. After exploratory, it's now, here's my focus. Here are the questions that I really want to illuminate in my report, my comparison. Here's what I really want to find out. And I got to find out and document that and make sure it can stand up to scrutiny. So then you're focusing on finding those informations and verifying stuff that you may hear and writing it so that it makes a connection. Does that... Amira, this is due every week, okay? This is due every week, okay? Right now, you should have a quiz that you should have a note page with information on your exploratory research, okay? Exploring your country, exploring the U.S. government, right? And I will provide you a quiz, okay? So this is, you know, you should have a quiz, a presentation, notes, prioritization, presentation, and a quiz ready by Friday, okay? So that your partner can take a quiz by over this weekend and be done by Tuesday. Have it done so that I can review it. On the tech side, we're going to get clear about where you put your tests. Absolutely. First, let me double check to see if I answered Nasha's question, who says, do we have a research guide? I want to make sure that I answer your question, and I can give you a whole lot of structure with the research, and if you're asking for that, if that will be helpful for you, let me know. Nasha, and then Ife.
Okay, yes, that answers my question. Yeah, that answers
it. Thank you. Akilah, there is no requirement that you meet this weekend. You're getting it off. There's no requirement that you meet. There's a requirement that you do the, you complete a quiz that was assigned to you by Tuesday, okay? That tells me that you're really not hearing, you're not clear about what you're supposed to do. That's my fear is, that's what, based on your question. So would you type in the text chat what you think this process do? You can do an audio presentation. I understand she's having difficulty. And you can look in the text chat, okay? And let me, you know, as soon as you can, I'm gonna talk to your mom and Baba about that. We'll keep working, work through it. Also, call your partner on the phone. You know, we're just gonna make it happen. I don't care what the technical stuff is. We're gonna go over, under, around it, and make sure we can just communicate, okay? And so you don't get frustrated. I'm not gonna get frustrated. And you know, there are enough ways for us to get the information. And so since you're hearing me now, let me just then repeat, okay? That it's up in the text chat after Isachar and Nasha combined got it on the money. And that is, you're going to research, you're going to prioritize, you're going to create presentation, you're going to present that to your partner. That can be an audio presentation, just as you did at the end of school year when you didn't do a video one on Vidler. You called on the telephone, you remember? I'll give you a telephone number again. And you send the person that link so that they can listen to your presentation. And the presentation can both be written. It also can be a wiki page. You don't have to even use PowerPoint. It's a multimedia presentation, though, where you're using your creativity to present what you learned and prioritized to your partner. Okay? That has to be done. You can meet with your partner at 6 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night if your parents are up for that. But you get that done so that you have made a presentation for your partner. You have a quiz ready by Friday. Your partner has to take the quiz over the weekend, certainly by Monday night. Now, I don't want none stuff coming here on Tuesday morning. I want to be able to look at it on Monday night. So you have Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. By Monday night, that quiz should have been taken so that Tuesday I'm ready to give some guidance. Okay? All right, Akilah, does that come through? Are you clear now? Yes, tomorrow.
Okay, that's the other thing I wasn't clear about. Because you were saying, like, work with your partner on Thursday or whatever, and then Friday, you know, you should have the test ready and everything, and I didn't know you were talking about tomorrow. That's the only thing I was trying to get clear.
I didn't say work with your partner on Thursday. That was Ife's suggestion, to work with your partner on Thursday. You can work with your partner on Wednesday, you know. You know, you can work with your partner whenever you can arrange to do that, okay? Whenever you have done the material. If you've done it and the best day for you to work with your partner is on Wednesday, then on Wednesday. And, you know, I don't that's up to you. You know, y'all work that out based on your schedules. Y'all can make presentations on the telephone, okay? I just need, you know, they need to be where we can eventually go see them, you know. But you got to teach it to your partner so that they can pass your quiz to 80%. You can't happen with it. Now it's gonna have to be, you know, this evening, you know, first thing in the morning. You gotta do what you gotta do, okay, for right now. Because this is not new assignment, Akila. This is old, okay. I know that we're getting clear about it, and that's okay. But you know, this was laid out last week. All right. Let's go down the list here. Nasha, please report now, and then Safiya. Oh, yes, Ife, what's your question?
I don't know if this question was asked in a different way already, but the one that I asked before, I don't think you really answered it about the if there's going to be structure, if there's going to be a pace set within the class for the U.S. research. Or if that's going to be as freelance as our African country research is.
Repeat the question, please. I got the freelance part at the end, but I think, did you say, is there going to be a structure to your U.S. research?
Right. Is there going to be a pace that's maintained, like, in the class where, say, we're going over the Constitution this week or... you know, Washington, D.C. this week or whatever, that's maintained in class for our U.S. Research and quizzes, or is it just sort of as freelance as the African country research is?
No, there will be a pace to it. Yes, Akila. Well, wait, no. Akila, you can't be excused so you can work on your presentation and your quiz. No. Absolutely not, because right now you need to stay focused on so you know what the whole thing is, so you're not like you got that part, but you totally missed this other part. So no, you cannot do that now. Ife, there will be a pace, and it won't just be based on. It'll also be based sometimes on what I see you doing as I'm monitoring your research and what's coming up. I may see both opportunities and also problems. For example, if you know the military question is completely left out and people aren't finding information there, I may lift up some information on the military. If I think there's confusion as you are keeping your notes between one thing or the other, what I just typed in the text chat are general pieces that I want you to, you know, okay, when you're talking about, you know, U.S., basically U.S. history and government, and I'm leaning a little bit more toward the government side, though you definitely will have to have some history in there. And if I think there is a little confusion, then I may put more emphasis on Congress, more emphasis on the courts, less on elections. The assignment that you had last class to watch American Blackout was your homework assignment, was to emphasize the election part of this process. So I hope that's answering your question. We're going to go with kind of minimum of those: the Congress, the courts, the elections, the military, the president, U.S. Constitution, the relationship between the federal and the state, and then there's a other category there. Those are going to be the areas, and of course they will also guide to some extent what you're able to report on, although you're not limited to it, in the other in the other countries, okay, and before trouble, okay. All right, does that answer your question? Ready for a follow-up?
For the most part, yes. So this week, is it exploratory? or like do we go off what we were doing in class, like the Constitution versus the African Constitution, or do you want us to focus on the American Blackout thing? I wasn't here, so I didn't receive that, and I've seen it already, but I mean, I'll watch it again if I need to. But
okay, the first part of the class has been to give a foundation that you're not likely to get, you would not likely be able to get on your own, okay? And that is looking at the African Constitution, and your job was to read that and to commit those to memory and to know those. I will probably ask for you to make quizzes on those. Yes, Akilah. So the focus was first not mostly on the U.S. Constitution, although we included some of that. It was to give you a sense that you're not likely to get, and that is the African Constitution, and then universalism, the syntax of oppression, so that you would be prepared for slick and intended or unintended white supremacy domination through stuff like Mankind and that kind of thing like that. So that's what that is, and it's just early in it. And then it was exploratory last week, definitely exploratory this week, and we got started last week, exploratory this week, and by the next week, you I'll look at your work, and you will begin to, you know, focus. U.S. government, you also are going to, given there are those areas, there's some minimum stuff in those areas, but then there are some things that I want you to look at you may want to focus on more specifically, or focus a particular bent on. But generally, you know, I don't know, I may be rambling on, so if I'm not answering your question, please answer it again.
I guess you kind of answered it. Basically, it's exploratory, right? Yes.
When you say it, you mean your study in U.S. government is exploratory? In a sense, what we focused on in class has been some constitutional, right, because what I asked last class that led to discussion was, what are you finding out, okay, and about the U.S., because now remember I said go and get a U.S. textbook or find some websites that you are dependable for U.S. Government and history and stuff like that, okay, and the assignment was for you to begin to shape out, explore, okay, that, all right, and that's what folks did, and Isachar reported some things, and Nasha, and I began to make some comments to get some clarity between bicameral parliament and a two-party system and that kind of thing like that, okay? All right, so in any research, when there's more than you can do, you're going to have to, and nobody suggests you just dive right in a particular area. You kind of get a sense of the lay of the land, okay? I've just given you a kind of a umbrella piece now, all right, with Congress, courts, elections, military, presidents, the Constitution, and relationship between the states, okay? That's like an umbrella piece, all right? And you get to see, you know, that. Let's check it out, because then we got to deal with, you know, you might decide that I want to focus on labor and how that illuminates those different areas. You may want to focus on real estate or mortgage, and we'll get to it. Mainly the key is for you to get into the study of the U.S. government and also begin to get into your country and you know, studying that. That's exploratory, and taking notes as you go, you know, so there's a broad knowledge. You're not doing specific questions yet. You're finding out what are things that may interest you, and also finding out generally how the government works, Congress works, how the courts works, how the elections work, how the military works, how the presidents work, how the Constitution works, and or what's the relationship between either federal, whether they call it federal or not. Okay. As a char, you have a different question. You have a question, a different category for every quiz. Say more. What are you talking about?
Oh, what I meant by a different category every quiz was because you listed different categories like Congress, courts, elections, military, presidents, and so on. And I was just wondering, would it be how would it be if we one quiz like. For example, if we took this quiz and we did it on Congress, and then next quiz we do it on courts, and next quiz we do it on elections, next quiz military, is that a way we could do it, or did you want us to try to cover it? Just a little bit of everything on each quiz, or how do you want us to make the quiz?
Well, you know, if we say how we want to quiz, we're also saying how we want to research. Certainly, we wouldn't do that, you know, for tomorrow because this has been exploratory, okay? If you want, collectively, if you would like to say, okay, after the exploratory period, you know, this is the time we're going to focus on Congress and Congress here and Congress there. This is the time we're going to focus on courts here and courts there, elections, military, president. I can do that. I certainly can. If you want to do it that way. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ife. So, you know, hold on. I'm going to need to take a break. Y'all can discuss whether you want, you know, for example, us to say these 2 weeks or this week we're going to study Congress and then we're going to have a quiz on that. I'm open to it. Y'all talk about it. I'll be right back.
I was just saying that maybe we all should do that, go with that, because then we would have one thing we would be quizzed on instead of we have to keep all in our minds, different, facts about totally different categories. Like, if we were to go into here and we talk about elections and military, those are two totally opposite things, and, it'd be kind of hard and difficult to memorize those two things, other than memorizing Congress this week, military next week. You have keep the information in your mind kind of separate instead of you meshing them together and learning something that's kind of very complicated. And you learn it all together in one time, one portion. Just give me your thoughts on it.
That's true. I didn't necessarily think about it like that. I don't think that I would want to focus just on one thing for like an entire period of time. At the same time, like you said, I think it would be helpful to kind of, you know, have it all focused on one thing. So you're not scattered between Constitution this week, Constitution the third week, blah, blah, blah. I just don't know if I would be, like, bored with that. And then also, yeah, I understand. I got you. Also, that could make a lot of research. Like, say we're not really focusing on military that week in class, say we're just focusing on whatever we're focusing on that might be kind of scattered, and we choose to do a quiz just about military, then that might take a whole lot of independent research that could be a little consuming. So, like for me, it works for me that we're basically, I can quiz, you know, people, I can quiz you on, you know, stuff that kind of comes from class and, like, my research, my independent research. But if it's like, okay, this quiz has to be on this week, and I have to do this much research on this, it might be a little, you know,
Bible Kessa, I have a question. So, since I'm focusing on the Haitian Revolution, can I just compare the Haitian Revolution to the American Revolution? Can I focus on that part of the United States government in that time frame?
He was away. I think he just probably got back to the computer, so you might have to repeat that. I'm not sure if he's back yet.
Okay, in terms of splitting our research into sections and everything, I was thinking that we don't have to do it like collectively. Like since we're in groups, we could, since we're in groups and we're with our partner, we could arrange each week to focus on a certain thing and just go from there separately, so that way we don't have to all like collectively focus on one thing. So it can be like the choice of the pairs.
Nash, I didn't understand your comment completely. Can you please repeat that?
Okay. What I said was the research focus can be determined by the pairs, by each pair. So, for example, if me and Kilo wanted to focus on, I don't know, like the cuisine, like the food in our country, then we would focus on the cuisine in Zimbabwe, and then she would focus on the cuisine in Tanzania, and then we present and give each other clues on that for 1 week. So it could be decided by the pairs that way.
I see what you're saying, Nasha. I think for me it's helpful that, like, the quizzes can follow what's going on in class, because to be honest, it's a little less work, and it's kind of like we're all on the same page. Not all, but just between me and my partner, it's like, okay, I know right now I could give a quiz about the Constitution, I mean the Bill of Rights and the Fundamental African Rights, right, because we went over that in class, and though I might have to do further research into that, it's still going off of, you know, what was stemmed in class. And there's some kind of connection there. It helps for me when there's a connection and I have to do less work because it's not totally separate. It's connected to what's happening in class and, you know, my own separate research. So that helps me rather than kind of jumping around based on, okay, what do we want to cover this week? Which is okay. I'm not saying, you know, that can't be done or that's not good. Because I think it's good that, you know what I'm saying, we are broken up into groups, so we don't all have to be on the same page. I agree with you on that. And at the same time, I think it's cool when it fits the class.
Let me weigh in on that. The research is going to determine my looking at what you're finding, not finding, and your difficulties or things that I think you're missing are going to guide what's going to be in the class. So the class can't lead. There are things that you can put in the quiz from the class and that you'll be responsible for, and those may be quizzes that I create and or I say that you're going to put it. But as you put the get together the research, it's really going to be, I'm going to be following. You see, it's a kind of reciprocal thing. If, for example, that I don't see much in terms of the presidents, and I says, okay, remember, folks, we got to know presidents, so we got to use mind movies, and your job is to memorize all the presidents of the United States and all the presidents in the previous country since the country's, and your African country since the country's been founded. And I may talk about that and how that works and whatever. Then certainly from the class presentation, you can include information from your quiz, but it has to be primarily from guided by your research. Okay, that's where the different stuff is going to be. Okay, a section of your quiz, I think, would be great, and for it to come from what you remember and research from the class presentation. But the real learning and the uniqueness is that it will be independent. A lot of the information that you'll be finding will be based on your own research and what you're finding. Again, think of a component of the quiz coming from the class presentation. And that is more like a class review, although it may be spiced up by your additional research spawned by the class. Okay? And the other needs to come from your research. If you as a pair are communicating, I think the idea that Nasha had, I think, is a good one. That y'all can be communicating about that, anyway, I just want to clear that up. it you got to work it independently. You will work some together for based on what the class is, and it's going to be based on your research and your pairing. I want you to understand that the pairing piece is essential, okay? This piece is really to teach you how to do research and pull up as an assistant the pieces that really need to be. If this was me teaching a college class, I would have said read Chancellor Williams these chapters. Summarize in a paper and familiarize yourself with the chapter 6 on the African Constitution and the Bill of Rights, compare and contrast that with the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and that's it. That's been the assignment, and then we've been looking at the papers. Okay, here I wanted to emphasize certain things so that you would begin to be able to see the injected racism in the new use of mankind, the trap of thinking of a constitution as only a written constitution. So in the same way as I see you put research in Ife and Isachar and Nile and Safia, and I see some things that you may be missing or that you're not leaning, then I'm going to emphasize that in the class. Okay, but the class is going to follow your research. So I'm basically saying it's not a good idea to have the primary focus of the quiz. The primary focus of the quiz be on what is covered in the class. Now, I didn't hear all of the discussion. When I came back, I just heard the question that you asked, Ife, and your response, and Nasha's suggestion. There may have been some others, I'm sure there were. So now, would y'all give me either individually or collectively what do you think? No, Safia, I did not hear your question. Would you please ask it again? And then also then tell me what your, if you come to something or something you want me to consider, please let me know.
I wanted to know that since my main focus was the Haitian Revolution, could I focus on the U.S. government around the time of the American Revolution?
Your main focus is not the Haitian Revolution. Your main focus is Haitian government. So you have to do the same thing. You got to do Haiti now, the government. You got to do U.S. government. You got to do. There is a part I'm finna get to. You're going to also, for the part of that's dealing with trouble. You remember, trouble is there's one part, and that is before trouble, and then there's one part, and that is during trouble. So you're going to look at the Haitian Revolution and the government that we formed. That is to get us out of trouble. And that we formed immediately after the revolution. Okay, so that is the part that you're going to be dealing with in terms of trouble, in a particular kind of way. At the same time, you got to know what the Haitian government is now. Exactly what it is now. What is the Congress now? What is the military now? What are the elections now? Those things, and comparing those to the U.S. government. At the same time, the part of the third part for you will also be Haitian Revolution. Okay, so I want you to understand that you got that additional responsibility. You can't just hear the government doing whatever, but not know what the Haitian government is now. You know. Part of knowing the Haitian government, for example, the presidents is one of the categories that I put there. So I expect for you to know by heart what are the Haitian presidents or prime ministers or whatever they call the heads of states from the inception of the country that we know as Haiti to now. Okay? Are you with me? I just want to make sure that we're on the same page, Safia. Safia, come back. Are you clear? All right, thank you, Akilah, for giving me the information. So, Safi, just respond to the last thing you had in text yet. You said, but around the time of the revolution. Yes, around the time of the, I mean, that's when you get Haiti being born. There was no Haiti before that. There was a country, there's Africans, and so there's that part of the government that we put together to ferment the revolution. So that was before formal organization of Haiti. Then the formal organization of Haiti to guide us, once we are now a free and independent country. That's the trouble part, okay? But you also have to know have to know Haiti government now, okay? You with me? Okay. All right. Now, do you understand that? Because I want you to be able to communicate that to Safia. All right. Make sure you save the text chat and you can give that to her. All right. Any other questions about the quiz, about that process? Let's make a decision, given your discussion about it. Again, I only heard two, the tail ends. What were your questions or considerations about that, and what are your recommendations to me so that we can then decide?
I kind of like the idea of us having like a set plan, like, you know, this week we could talk about everybody who even them in individual groups, they all have a set schedule, like today we're going to study elections, or, you know, we're going to study militia. Every group, you know, talk about that in their groups, I guess. That's what he was saying, but I like that idea.
I kind of like that too, just because, you know, when we come back as a class, we can talk as a class, although we're talking about totally different places. We're talking about a similar, you know, or the same type of topic. So we can talk about, okay, in Tanzania, they relate like this, or their constitution says this about militias. And over here, they relate like this, you know what I'm saying? And blah, blah, blah. I like that we can still relate, even though we're on different, you know, different places of the world.
Yeah, I agree with Akiva and Ife. I like it that way. If each pair can like have the schedule of what they're gonna focus on each week, and then like Ife was saying, we can all come together and still compare and discuss different topics that we're researching and everything. So I like that idea.
Okay, so what I hear is something of a combination there, and that is, as a class, we say, no, we don't have to use class marker to make quizzes, and you need to give me another suggestion that you have for it. Mainly, I want something so that it gets reported to me. What I like about class marker is that I get to, you know, emailed whenever. The way I want it set up is I get emailed, so I know what you did, I know the quiz you set up, I have access to them, that kind of thing like that. So, but it's not the only one to use. We're not going to use, the early one that we use, you know, back in the day, that I still will have some of the younger students use. Yes, there are others. Do the research. Find them. Just even find them, make a suggestion. We team class marker. I don't want you to spend a whole lot of time on it, but if you just can't stand it, you also can do some essay and other kinds of things that you want to do. So if class marker's not making it, then it hampers you in some kind of way, and there's some other ways you want to put it there, just talk to me about it. I'm open for it. Just want to make sure there's certain things that I get, and that is, when I show these to parents and to others, they'll have questions like, okay, is there some reasonable way that you get informed about it, that it has some integrity, and those kind of things like that. Depends. How am I going to know that they answer them correctly? We'll have to see, Akilo. What's particularly your problem with class marker? So some parts can be on the wiki, I know, but what's some of your problem with class marker?
I really don't have a problem with class marker. I just wasn't out there with some other places that we had to do it, and also if we had to do it there. Because it's a little bit, like, confusing how to set up a test and everything. Like, we've tried before, and it's kind of confusing. So that's the only reason I was asking if there any other options.
Yeah, the wiki is a good option for, like, a study guide, but when it comes to the actual quiz, class marker or a program like that is going to be better. It also all doesn't have to be multiple choice, but there are also some other options in terms of if you want people to identify things on a diagram and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, let me know. Now, but guess what? You get to know how to work class marker because you're going to have to get to know how to work them as similar to other programs. Y'all, this is a y'all are the creme de la creme. Okay, this is a leadership, piece. This work will be your work will be published. That's just all to it. You know, we're going to take this to a high level. So you know during tech time. Study how to use class marker. Make some dummy quizzes. Talk to each other. We can have a class marker, you know, tech time where we all jump in and figure out how to do it. We'll just figure out how to do it, you know. But, you know, you want to know. All good programs require a similar kind of, you know, getting used to it. Okay. All right. I think, so what I heard in terms of how you would roll with this is how we would roll. With this is that we're going to have a class focus. Welcome back. And a team or partner focus. Or should I say foci? Okay. We might say, okay, we're going to focus on the courts, or we're going to focus on Congress. And so the class presentation around that, you're looking in your different countries for that. In addition to that, okay, beyond that, your team, the partners, can decide that they are also going to focus on some additional things, okay, because you will be gathering more research than we can present in the class, okay. No way is a class going to just direct all of your research. If you do that, then your paper will be, you know, Tinseltown, yuck, okay? Okay, will we ever make presentations to the class and not just to your partners? Yes, I will select presentations to be made to the whole class and not only to the class. You will be making some of these presentations. I expect the reason I'm having to be multimedia presentations, and they got to be right, is because these publications are going to be made outside of the school, okay, both to the class and outside. Not necessarily right away. I want you to get used to doing that, but depending upon the quality of it. Yes, it is that time, Akila. So, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Now, what I'll need to hear is, I will not do what we did last time. I don't have regrets last time because it's important that you know how to do this. At the same time, now I will need to hear from you what your Niall and Sophia, what your findings are, and then when we come back, and then we're going to turn into some exciting writing and outlining an approach so that you also know where we're going with that and actually get into some things. I have not reread your writings, and I will do that. Okay? Yes, and Akila, this research ends in writing. Okay? And I hope you really get excited about writing and telling this story, because that's what you're doing. You're going to be telling the story of the countries and the governments and the courts and the people. Okay? All right, y'all. Take care. It's 11:33. I will not cheat you out of your time. You take those other, I'm 3 minutes late, so take those other 3 minutes. See you back here in 15 from right now. Appreciate you. Appreciate your questions. Love that we're getting it together.